Still dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, officials in the largest city in western Massachusetts are trying to apply strong medicine to what they've called an epidemic of illegal fireworks. The Springfield City Council, by unanimous vote Monday night, gave initial approval to an ordinance that would hike up the fine for possessing illegal fireworks in the city from the current $100 to $300, the highest the city can go under state law. Introduced by Ward 6 City Councilor Victor Davila, the ordinance comes as Springfield and other Northeast cities and towns are experiencing a literal explosion of fireworks, with the popping and booming persisting at all hours of the night.
It's a real issue. It's a safety issue. It's a daily nuisance. And it's really ruining our quality of life. And I'm not going to let these knuckleheads ruin our quality of life.
In the last 2 weeks, the city received over 1,500 fireworks complaints.
Don't forget also, we have veterans in our city. We have people with PTSD, which are affecting. I have even heard stories of people having to medicate their dogs. It's something that affects the dogs a lot, and it ruins everything for the peace and quiet, mental health.
Fireworks are illegal to sell, purchase, and possess in Massachusetts, but the associated monetary fines are not enough of a deterrent, in the opinion of Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno.
Get their attention. Make them think twice.
Sarno plans to seek permission from the state legislature to attach fines for fireworks to driver's license renewals, vehicle registrations, and any professional licensing done by the city.
Somebody's going to get hurt. Some place is going to burn down. Somebody's going to get killed.
Springfield Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvi said two recent building fires and several brush fires were caused by fireworks.
This is no longer a joke. This is no longer fun and games. Property is being destroyed and people are being injured. This needs to stop.
Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Clapperd said she's assigned officers to specifically respond to fireworks complaints.
It's challenging. It's difficult. They're firing some of these fireworks off from their vehicles as they keep moving. This is challenging.
Typically, illegal fireworks complaints are concentrated around the 4th of July. But this year, Calvi said it started in early June and has continued without stop.
I really don't know. I can surmise that it's due to the fact that people have been cooped up in their houses with the lockdown. But usually, like you said, we see it around the 4th of July. I've never seen it start so early.
To prevent overwhelming the city's emergency 911 system, Calvi asked people to report illegal fireworks to the city's 311 call center. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.